يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
People question you concerning the phases of the moon. Say, they are signs to determine time for the sake of people and for the pilgrimage. Also tell them, true righteousness is not that you enter your houses from the back. Righteousness lies in fearing Allah. So enter your houses by their doors and fear Allah that you might attain true success. One superstitious custom of the Arabs was that once they entered the state of consecration for pilgrimage, they did not enter their houses by the door. Instead, they either leapt over the walls from the rear or climbed through windows which they had especially erected for that purpose. On returning from journeys too, they entered their houses from the rear. In this verse, this superstitious custom is denounced, as are other superstitious customs. It is emphatically pointed out that the essence of moral excellence consists of fearing God and abstaining from disobeying His commands.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ.
Fight in the way of Allah against those who fight against you, but do not transgress. For Allah does not love transgressors.
وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَقُتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Kill them whenever you confront them, and drive them out from where they drove you out. For though killing is sinful, wrongful persecution is even worse than killing. Do not fight against them near the holy mosque, unless they fight against you. But if they fight against you, kill them, for that is the reward of such unbelievers. Wrongful persecution is even worse than killing.
Here the word fitna is used in the sense of persecution. It refers to a situation whereby either a person or a group is subjected to a harassment and intimidation for having accepted what is right and rejected what is wrong.
فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Then, if they desist, know well that Allah is ever forgiving, most compassionate.
وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
Keep on fighting against them until mischief ends and the way prescribed by Allah prevails. But if they desist, then know that hostility is directed only against the wrongdoers.
الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
The sacred month for the sacred month. Sanctity should be respected alike by all concerned. Thus, if someone has attacked you, attack him just as he attacked you, and fear Allah, and remain conscious that Allah is with those who guard against violating the bounds set by Him. Sanctity should be respected alike by all concerned.
From the time of Abraham, peace be upon him, 3 months, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram were consecrated for Hajj, and the month of Rajab was consecrated for Umrah. For the duration of these 4 months, warfare, killing, and pillage were prohibited so that people could perform pilgrimage and return home safely. For this reason, these months were called the sacred months.
وَأَنفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
Spend in the way of Allah, and do not cast yourselves into destruction with your own hands. Do good, for Allah loves those who do good.
وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّهُ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِّنْ رَأْسِهِ فَفِدْيَةٌ مِّنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ
Complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah. And if you are prevented from doing so, then make the offering which is available to you. And do not shave your heads until the offering reaches its appointed place. If any of you should have to shave your head before that because of illness or injury to the head, then you should make the redemption by fasting or almsgiving or ritual sacrifice. And when you are secure, then he who avails of Umrah before the time of Hajj shall give the offering he can afford. And if he cannot afford the offering, he shall fast for 3 days during Hajj and for 7 days after he returns home. That is, 10 days in all. This privilege is for those whose families do not live near the holy mosque. Guard against violating these ordinances of Allah and be mindful that Allah is severe in chastisement. Complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah. And if you are prevented from doing so, then make the offering which is available to you.
If any obstruction prevents a person from proceeding with the pilgrimage and he is forced to stay behind, he should make a sacrificial offering to God of whatever is available. For example, either a camel, a cow, a goat, or a sheep.